This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Right now we have some little Valentine's. It has nothing to do with Valentine's Day, actually, but this will be our little gift to you if you win them. Clusterfest, the comedy and music festival, is back. The headliners include Jon Stewart, Amy Schumer, Trevor Noah. The list is long of all the performers. It's also musicians there as well. Salt and Peppa. Yeah. That's right. They're going to be there. Push it real good. Push it. Push it.
This reminds me of Tijuana.
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind is also playing. And it's over the course of 3 days in June. June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, presented by Comedy Central. And we've got your three-day tickets right now. If you're calling number 97, 800-400-3697, you instantly win a pair of three-day tickets. And you can buy them at clusterfest.com. Push it real good. Right now at your local Lucky store, fresh-cooked Dungeness crab is $4.99 a pound, and select varieties of CPAC breaded shrimp or crab cakes are 2 for $10.
Yummy.
Only at your local Lucky stores. All right. This is a out of the blue story. There was a fatal car crash. Looks like it was Chautauqua Boulevard in Pacific Palisades. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Chautauqua. This happened last night at about 6:30. A Ferrari clipped Luke Wilson's car, the actor Luke Wilson, and it clipped his car and then collided with a BMW. It looks like he had a... All right, hold on. I'm going to read this straight through because it's hard to tell who's in which car. Pro golfer Bill Haas is also involved in this.
Right.
Are you familiar with that guy?
I'm not, but I did read this story. And so there was a Ferrari that lost its control and hit the Beamer, which had a lady in it, correct?
Yeah, 50-year-old lady. So Bill Haas is the passenger in the Ferrari.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And so, Luke Wilson is just a bystander. He's just driving down the road. His car got hit. He was driving, weirdly, a Toyota.
Yeah, like a pickup. Oh, no, an SUV.
An SUV.
FJ SUV?
Yeah. It's one of those. You'll see them on the road. They're like sort of royal blue or bright yellow.
Oh,
CanePerformance.com has one. They're right across from my old Nate Wright.
An FJ SUV.
Yeah.
Here it is. Take a look.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me see that thing.
That's the royal blue colored one.
Oh, I have seen those.
You've seen them.
Yeah.
They're nice
white,
enough.
They have a white top on them, and they almost look like a Jeep, frankly.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Toyota. So I guess the Ferrari's going out of control and clips the front of Luke's car as I guess they're coming up on each other, and then the Ferrari just flipped and collided with the BMW.
The BMW got flipped on its side too.
So the 50-year-old woman who was driving the BMW was taken to the hospital in serious condition, as was Bill Haas, who is 35, according to this, six-time PGA PGA Tour winner.
Yeah.
Both are in serious condition.
So who passed away? Was it the driver or the Ferrari?
Yeah, and I don't see a name.
Nope. Mm. Yikes.
A source is saying that Haas is not good. Stable condition, but in bad shape. Mm-hmm. He was in the area for this weekend's Genesis Open at the Riviera Country Club.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
You having problems with your mic?
I constantly have problems with this mic.
With
I know. I don't know what's going on with it. It just wants to be in my face and laying down.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it loves me. Yeah. Anyway, so that happened last night around 6:30 or so. And, you know, they're not saying why, but maybe the, you know, Ferrari was just going too fast or, you know, you drive
maybe
a Ferrari.
Maybe they weren't experienced with it.
Maybe. You want to be going, you want to be all crazy in your Ferrari.
But most of us aren't. Rental or something,
right?
Huh?
And most of us aren't, you know, trick drivers. Just because you're driving a Ferrari doesn't mean you're a good driver.
You know? That's right. Some of us Prius owners are better drivers than you know, a race car driver.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In case you haven't heard this yet, I wanted to mention it because
right, Georgie. Georgie knows. I know how to drive.
Mm. He gave me a weird look. Oh.
He knows.
In case you were wondering what was going to happen with the Stormy Daniels thing and President Trump, Donald Trump's personal attorney said yesterday he paid $130,000 out of his own pocket. He didn't use any of the campaign funds. It was right out of Donald Trump's own pocket, and I guess that makes this better. Let's talk about Sports Illustrated.
All right.
The swimsuit issue.
It's funny that you say that because that's the only reason they make the damn news.
Yeah.
The swimsuit edition.
That's right. I mean, when else does it... I mean, I guess maybe someone's quote from a story might make it in.
Occasionally,
in a while,
there's a big story, but not very often. It's mostly the bikini issue.
Well, there's a reason that they do it. Yeah. So, let's see. I'll start by showing you this year's cover model. She's hot.
Who is it? Who is it?
Her name is Danielle Harrington.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
What?
I've heard that name before. She's somebody super
I'm not
famous.
Sure what her claim to fame is other than she's a gorgeous model. But,
stunning. Absolutely.
Tyra Banks, I guess, broke the news to her. So that was, you know, a surprise. And you got the cover!
Yeah. Woo! She's... I don't... Is she a black lady?
I
yeah.
believe so. That's a black and white photo, so...
Stunning. Absolutely. Smoking hot.
Yep.
Good for her.
She really grew up in Compton. She's 24. She started modeling at age 13. Her first gig was for 17 magazine. And she learned about Sports Illustrated because of Tyra Banks.
Oh, yeah. She's so pretty.
There are some fully nude people in this one. I guess they've, you know, forget the swimsuits. Let's just get down to what we're really here for. this chick, she is... a former Miss Universe, and she's the one who dates Danny Amendola from the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He's a lucky dude.
Oh, Harrington dates Amendola?
Nope. Olivia Culpo. Oh, yeah.
Didn't he just lose the Super Bowl, though? He's not that lucky.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty
Yeah, she's pretty
good.
Freaking perfect. So her name is Olivia Culpo. She's Culpo. She is fully nude. There's a picture of her naked butt in the next one.
Is that right?
She used to date someone. Didn't she date the guy who's about to marry the chick from Game of Thrones?
Joe Jonas?
Yeah.
That does sound right. Something like that.
Is it weird that I like that?
The place where her leg creases? It's not weird. That's a thing on the internet now.
It is?
Yeah. That's a full-on... I've seen... There's like... Fan.
Let me see. Hold it
it's
up.
It's the
Vinny?
Place where your thigh meets your hip.
See where it's circled?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's a full-on. Yeah.
It's a full-on thing.
That's a great pose. Right, it's like you're showing, but you're not really showing.
No, she's not showing a thing. But, man, it's she's clearly had some stuff lasered off because it's...
What do you mean? What?
You know, there's no... It seems like you're seeing...
Her boobs are still there, Sarah.
Yeah.
Describe her pose.
Well, she's... I don't have it in front of me. She's kind of in a crouch, like a... Like she's on her knees with her legs sort of spread wide, but her arms are blocking her boobs, and then the angle of it, her thigh, her left thigh is blocking her lady area.
Yeah.
But you're seeing enough of the slant down toward the lady area that clearly everything's been lasered off.
You want to know
because you're right there, like another millimeter, and you'd be seeing.
You want to know her dating history? You want to know
Olivia's? Yes, give us Olivia Culpo's.
2012, she used to date Ryan Lochte.
Oh,
God, really?
Boy, that takes her down a few
mark
pegs.
Against her.
Maybe.
What happened to him? Number two is Nick Jonas, 2013 to 2015. apparently...
Oh, she was with a Jonas brother, but not the one who's marrying
Nick
Sansa.
Jonas.
Yeah.
And then 2015, Tim Tebow.
Oh.
You think they had premarital sex?
Yes, I do. No, that's right.
You
no,
said yes. You said yes.
He's a virgin. But then I remembered who Tim Tebow is. So, and now Danny Amendola.
Now Danny, yes. Thanks.
Yeah, Danny's hot. I love Danny.
Too bad he lost his Super Bowl.
Doesn't matter to me. I still love him just as much.
Stuff.
He's adorable. Allie Reisman also is nude.
Who's that?
She is one of the chicks who Larry Nassar. She's an Olympian, right? Isn't? Do I have that right?
I believe so.
She's a gymnast.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
So she goes nude too, but with pro-female messages written on her, like down the side of her body. Women do not have to be modest to be respected, and fierce, and you know, and survivor across her chest. There's a couple shots of her. She looks fantastic, but very serious.
I like her eyebrows a lot. I know it's a weird thing to mention.
I know you like big eyebrows.
They're bigger than some of the ones you see.
They haven't
that crease you like?
Away.
It's called a thigh brow.
A thigh brow?
Thigh brow.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Yeah, she's got decent eyebrows there. Yeah, she's cute. She has a very serious look on her face. Women do not have to be modest to be respected. I like that. Also, Ashley Graham, there's a couple plus-size models in here, actually. There's also some negative-size models in here. There's one chick in here. I'm not sure what her name is.
Who is that lady, Bryn?
Ashley Graham.
Okay.
So there's this chick who's the opposite. She's like...
Is she being called a full-size
model?
She's being
called a plus-size, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She is the plus-size model. She's the famous plus-size model. She's curvy and...
She's curvy, but...
She's candy-coated deliciousness.
But what?
She's smoking hot.
She's stunning.
I feel like they say plus-size model that they're trying to sort of discount her in some way, and I don't see how they're...
Mm-mm. She's not the only one in the magazine too. I just handed you a whole gallery of some of the pictures from this year.
Who is that hottie?
You know, I don't see her name on it. It's this. It's a black model. She's just so skinny, and she's words written all over. But she's so skinny, and she's naked too. But she's covering up all her
fun
bits. Oh yeah, what can you see?
Just the bottom of her butt curve there, where her leg is.
Oh yeah, that is
pretty
bad.
Hot. Yeah. Good grief. I'm such a boy. I can't look at this stuff.
Are you getting stirrings, Vinny?
I'm into it. I like that. I like women.
One of the pictures in that stack I just handed you is...
To?
Oh, it's okay. Is Kate Upton. She actually had a... there's a pretty... Is the video funny? Is it? They say it was pretty
scary
for her,
yeah,
actually.
It's kind of scary,
she has a skirt on, like made of tulle, and I guess it got really heavy when it got wet. So she's up perched on a rock.
Do you have the video for Vinny to see
right
there?
I do. It's right here.
So she's up on a rock, and they're taking her picture. And then she said she could see a wave coming, but it didn't look too big. It must have hit just right. And, do you see the wave coming?
Oh, snap the shot. Get the shot now.
Hopefully they did, here we go, everybody.
Oh.
Oh, boom.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, off she goes.
Yep.
And everyone jumps in the water.
Dangerous
to get her.
Waters, yeah. Rocks.
Yeah, that doesn't look.
Well, the guy with shoes gets up there to help her, but she's barefoot. She bites it.
She looks
that's
great.
Too bad.
Was that a Sports Illustrated shooting, or was she just shooting for something else?
I believe that is the Sports Illustrated thing. That's not the picture that they've given us here, but there are definitely pictures of her in there. And then, let's see. Elle McPherson, they're saying here, has the most swimsuit issue covers with 5, followed by Cheryl Teagues, Christy Brinkley, Kathy Ireland, Daniela Pestova, and Kate Upton, who each have 3.
Oh, wow.
So those
other ones are old school, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I have an update on that crash that you talked about.
Yes, yeah. This is Luke Wilson, Bill Haas, a Ferrari, an unnamed woman in a BMW. Go ahead.
The driver of the Ferrari, he's 71-year-old Mark Gibello, G-I-B-E-L-L-O. He is a friend. I guess the Haas family were staying with him and his family.
Oh.
Mark's family. He was the driver that was killed. And Haas was released from the hospital. No broken bones, but a lot of pain and swelling.
I'll
and
bet.
He has pulled out from, Vinny, I forgot the name of the tournament.
The Riviera.
Weekend. Yeah, he's pulled out from that for this weekend.
Or it's at Riviera. I don't remember the name
They're
of
saying
it.
He's very shaken up.
I'll bet he is. His family friend just passed away, and he was in a horrific car accident. Mm-hmm. Okay. Seinfeld is in the news again today. We've got a little brief snippet about him. Seinfeld has always been pretty dismissive of revisiting the sitcom of Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Just last year he said, why? Maybe it's nice that you continue to love it instead of us tampering with something that went pretty well. But then he was on Ellen yesterday, and she asked if Seinfeld would ever be revived, and he said, it's possible. And the crowd went bananas.
He shouldn't do it.
Why?
Because that show was so good. He is absolutely 1,000% right. That one episode of Seinfeld had more storylines and comedy in it than entire seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond or whatever. Like, there's no competition for that show.
What about Kramer? He hasn't done anything since he messed up. Let's help him out.
Get out of here.
Well, he did say the N-word on stage a bunch of times.
Many times.
You know, if people are hungry for more Seinfeld, I want to say it's season 5 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's the Larry David show on HBO. Larry David was the co-creator of the Seinfeld show. That entire season has every member of the cast of Seinfeld in it, all talking about Seinfeld, all talking about how bad the finale was. They address the N-word saying with Kramer. It is the final season of Seinfeld. Like, people say, oh, the final season's... No, you haven't seen the Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's super satisfying. It has an incredible finale because Larry David's back and it's his show. It's unbelievable. So if you're ever wishing for more Seinfeld, just watch season 5 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Anybody watching the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
I catch it, once in a while, but it's hard for me to tell which is new and which is...
I need to go back and watch. That was an epic show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the final season a couple years ago, and then now they brought it back. I'm like, well, I'm not going to watch that until I go back and watch the final season.
Well, I'm bummed out that he's not married to the wife anymore, Cheryl Hines, because I really liked her.
I think she's still in the show, though, because it's his ex. And anyway, Jerry was on Ellen's show to promote an upcoming episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Ellen on it. So I guess they do a little one together. And it's going to be on Netflix sometime later this year. So that was on Crackle. Is that something that was the...
Which is the weirdest thing.
I know.
Because it's not a thing.
Right. It's a website. And so it was on that. And now it's going to be a Netflix thing. Am I understanding that correct?
I don't know.
It makes more sense for that to be on Netflix.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he has a whole bunch of episodes. So I don't know if that'll just be, like the Netflix availability, everything at once. Lena Dunham revealed that she had to have a total hysterectomy. Mm. How old is she?
Young, 30s.
31. 30s. Mm. She battled chronic pain from endometriosis for several years, and she says she underwent a total hysterectomy. She had to. It's a tough decision. Had her cervix and uterus surgically removed after enduring, quote, years of complex surgeries measuring in the double digits. In addition to endometrial disease, she said, an odd hump-like protrusion and a septum running down the middle of her uterus. I have retrograde bleeding, which means my period runs in reverse, so my stomach is full of blood.
Yikes. Man.
What the what?
What a neat thing to catch.
Ugh. My ovary has...
Christ.
That's horrible. Oh my goodness.
My ovary settled on the muscles around the sacral nerves in my back that allow us to walk. Let's please not even talk about my uterine lining. The only beautiful detail is that the organ, which is meant to be shaped like a light bulb, the uterus, was shaped like a heart. She believed that she was endometriosis free last April, but after being rushed to the hospital during the Met Gala, it was revealed the illness had either remained or returned. She's been really open with her about her battle with the disorder, in which tissue that's supposed to grow inside the uterus instead grows on the outside. And she's been outspoken about the need to spread awareness. And as for having children, she's optimistic. She says...
What?
Well, they retained her ovaries. She said, they remain someplace inside me in that vast cavern of organs and scar tissue. They have eggs. Adoption's a truth that she will be looking into.
What about a surrogate?
Well, she would have to. She doesn't have she had her own.
You know how much that costs? I was looking that
surrogates?
Up the other day. Yeah, you want to guess?
Well, what I've heard is that it's $30,000 to retain them.
It's 40, but go ahead.
Okay, and then once they get pregnant, you're paying for all their care, and then they get X amount more.
When all's said and done, how much?
$100,000.
$150,000.
Oh.
Why are you looking that up, buddy?
Where were we? We were all talking about something at the movie theater the other day. Me and Rudy were looking.
Uh-huh. You, Rudy, and Bryn?
Me, Rudy, and... But I think Bryn was talking to Anita at that time.
Yesterday?
Yeah, the movie theater.
I wasn't there for that, no.
Mm. Oh.
Why were you guys talking about that?
I don't know.
You
want to
get a surrogate?
No.
Are you and Rudy going to have a baby?
Oh. What were we talking about?
Oh, Bryn, how do you feel about that? Your ex and his new boyfriend are talking
about...
Yeah,
I mean, it was tough, you know, going to a movie with your ex and their new lover.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
Well, you're busy with the baby and the fiancé. Yeah. How's the wedding day coming?
How's your relationship with Rudy going?
Did Bryn sit between you and Rudy at the movie theater yesterday?
In the beginning, but then we moved him.
Because he's got to sit next to Anita.
It's funny how Hooman like assigns the seats. Bryn, you're going to sit over there. Rudy's going to sit over here. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to sit right in the middle between you two. It's all my story.
You abandoned Anita to sit between them?
I did it just for that moment. Anita wasn't even there yet. She was.
You did it as
there.
A joke.
Can you believe he abandoned Anita?
But yeah, Hooman would not have it.
Oh, Hooman.
And he used the Anita excuse too. But Anita, what about Anita? Yeah, it's Rudy.
All right. Well, that was fun. Hey, everybody. A little later today, we're heading to San Jose for our Lives in Good
Show.
We're so excited about that. Yuzi, you're splitting pretty early, right? You got to get down there.
Yeah. All right. I got to drop my car off at home.
Oh.
Well, I was going to take Uber this morning, and George had planned on driving me, but it was $50 this morning. I'm like, you know what? I just can't.
Just drive it, right?
Yeah, and I'll just drop it off at home.
Good, I'm going to be picking Uzi. Bryn up at Kuxul Juan of Millbrae.
Oh, shame.
We're in a carpool.
I'm going to have range anxiety the whole day and hope that my electric car makes it there and back.
You'll be fine.
I filled up my tank yesterday.
You did? What, all 1 gallon?
Like, it cost $1.50.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I could only fit half a gallon in there.
Wow.
I know. I was like,
crazy.
I guess it's good. I actually wish it had a bigger reserve tank because then I wouldn't have to worry. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Proven benefits of being single.
Oh, yeah! Hooman, boy, they're all be classy single. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Valentine's Hump Day. We're all excited. Everyone's all talking about how we're getting down there to San Jose and getting all ready for the secret show. It's a live Sarah and Vinny secret show. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show.
We're also in there yelling at Hooman to read the... you make sure you read the questions. Read them all.
Yeah.
The ones that don't be all... Oh, there's one for Hooman. Let me move that aside.
Set that aside. Oh, well, another one for Hooman. If we don't have time for him.
There's another one for Hooman.
Yeah, and listen, people, don't forget that Rudy, our friend Rudy's going to be there. So if you have questions for him and beauty poet Vaughn, the wizard.
I believe three of the boys on the show are single, right?
Yes, Hooman, Bryn, not Bryn, Hooman,
Vaughn,
and Rudy are all single. So girls.
When did Vaughn become single?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Vaughn has a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend, but I think
they have an arrangement.
Yeah, I think it's available. Fair to say it's an open relationship? Yes, he says yes.
Oh, it's an open relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so evolved of you.
It is.
It's available.
Millennial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Millennial.
Just trying to have as many experiences as I can. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. Ed Sheeran. We've got tickets all day, starting at 9 o'clock, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Be listening for your chance to win. This Friday and Saturday, get up to $320 in rebates on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire Credit. America's Tire, where America saves on tires.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. For Valentine's Day, that's the answer. It's way less awkward than a hot air balloon ride on a first date. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com. Here's what's happening.
All right. Ready.
If you are invited to someone's house, do you want to know in advance that they're going to make you take your shoes off?
Yes.
I don't need to know that in advance.
I do.
I always assume that that will be the case.
Oh, because that's the rule at your house?
It's not the hardcore rule at my house, but I do prefer it. And mm-hmm. and there are shoes, a bunch of pairs of them by the door, and I don't have shoes on. And most people get the hint. I'm not going to, unless it's pouring out or, you know, I can look at their shoes and they're filthy. I'm not going to make them take them off, but I like when people do. So I always have a nice pair of socks on. Or
I was at this party and this woman was wearing, like, you know, pantyhose, which were awfully slippery, and there were a lot of stairs, and this woman slipped down the stairs two or three times because they made them take off their shoes, and I'm like,
well
I guess
so
nobody
much.
Prepared this girl. Somebody should have called her ahead and told her.
That is dangerous, Hooman. Maybe she should have avoided the stairs after the second time she fell down.
The house has stairs, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I wear, in my house, Hooman, you know, the wood floors and the stairs?
Yes.
I wear the socks with, when I do
wear
socks.
Oh, the treads.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Prepare.
Wear those, and I hold on to the banister at all times.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
With two hands.
Sorry, I had champagne in each hand. I couldn't do it. Whoopsie.
Sarah, my house is no shoes in the house, and it bothers me because I don't want to always have to stop.
That's why slip-ons
are
so great.
Take these off.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's I'm oh, man, I got to run back up this.
Take them off, buddy.
But here's the story about why you should be doing this.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh,
there
so
are
it's a
disgusting reasons why you should never wear your shoes at home. Mm. Throughout the day, we step on things like bird droppings, dog waste, public mm-hmm. bathroom floors. Those are all sources of E. coli. You step on leaves and debris, which all feed bacteria onto your shoes. Even cautious people end up stepping on these items. That's always I'm a DJ. My shoes aren't dirty. Let me in. Come on.
I don't know. I've seen the floors in here.
Anyway, they also say chemicals that you use on your lawn gets on your shoes, and then all of these things end up on your carpet.
Yeah.
So I don't know how often you wash your wood floors. We've got some wood floors, and I do that weekly.
Yeah, weekly.
That's my thing. I do that. But you can't do that with your carpet.
No.
You can vacuum it.
Yep.
You know?
But carpets get pretty nasty. I mean, even a really good vacuum isn't going to get everything up. It's... You know, that stuff settles there. And, you know, if you walk around your house with clean feet, you have to clean your floors less. It's great. And now you don't have a dog, so you don't have to worry about, because dog's feet, oh, my God. Even little kitty feet are, they're, you know, I can see their stupid feet marks everywhere.
God.
More than 90% of the bacteria, including E. coli, found on shoes is transferred to tile or carpet. Meaning this is all walking into your house if
and
you
staying.
Let people walk in with their shoes on.
Yeah. I'm not a super stickler about it. But now after hearing this report, I think I'll post that report on the door.
Sign a contract on the way.
You know, the thing is, I'm on the floor in my house all the time. Mm. Like, we got carpeteria, Vic, what's
Yay!
Up?
Yay! Same. Vic.
I'm laying around on that playing with my kid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's better that we don't have people tracking their shoes in.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You got to do
it.
Well,
and you have brand new floors through your whole house.
Yeah.
Like, why would you, you know, it's easy to take your shoes on and off. It really is. It's not the end of the world. Put a little bench there. People can
sit
down.
But I will say this. The reason I started this story the way I did is because I do want a heads up. Tell me I have to take my shoes off before I come over.
So you don't wear your holy socks?
No, I just want to know so I wear the right thing.
Oh, you can do your slip-on dance.
I'm not a big fan of sock feet, so I might even go barefoot.
Oh.
You know, wear flip-flops. Just kick those off to the side, and now I'm good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. When I go look at houses, I wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
Because most of the time they want you to...
You can kick them off. You don't have to think about it. You're not unlacing your Vans high tops.
Right.
Someone says they offer the shoe booties.
At their house? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. I'm not going to invest in that, but you know.
You can just buy a little box of them at a hardware store. They're a little cloth booty that you pull on. They're disposable. Like, they're not even cloth. They're like that weird paper. We have those at all our doors.
You do?
We have construction guys in all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like, put the booties on.
The Comcast guys or cable guys always have them.
Yeah, they carry them with them. Yep. Nice. When a mattress firm set up my last mattress, mm-hmm. they put on the booties. I was mm-hmm. like, yep, thank you. That's
good
great.
Good job, boys. Mm-hmm. Next story is being single on Valentine's is the worst thing in the world.
Oh, no. Oh. Listen up, single guys.
According to who?
Single people. But here are three benefits of being single the rest of the year. So even though on today,
right,
it's in your face that you're all alone and...
Do you feel that way, Hooman?
No, not one bit.
You're actually super
Only
excited.
December 15th to January 2nd. Aww. That's it. Outside of that, it's 11 and a half amazing months.
You could get like a rent-a-girlfriend for those 2 weeks.
I'll take those 17
You mean
benefits.
A hooker?
Yeah. An escort.
Single people have more friends. A study in 2015 found married people have fewer close friends.
That's true. Keep going.
Well, your closest friend is usually your person.
Okay.
That's true. Mm. Single people stay in better shape. A study found in 2004.
That's true.
Yep.
Showed they exercise a lot more than married people do. That is, there's just too many dinners with people, and there's just too much stuff tying up your time. It really is. I'm not even married, and there's just that, like, we're going to make a whole thing about food again, huh? Man. Oh, dessert, too?
All the stuff, Ben.
What in the hell? It's like you're just designed to make me not want to be naked anymore. Is that the deal?
It's just, yeah, I mean, you settle down, you get comfortable, like it becomes all about, when are we eating next?
Yeah, I don't want.
Yeah. Well, you're an eat-to-live guy, not a live-to-eat guy.
And it's also a social thing I found, because that's the time where we can chat.
Yep.
My husband and I. During when you over eat. Food. Yeah.
I noticed you guys were at the fish market yesterday.
We were yesterday. Ding, ding. That was our Valentine's Day
hot
lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Because he's working today till late. Right. I don't think he gets off work till 8 tonight.
I know. Your schedules are so mismatched right now.
And the other benefit of being single is single people have more alone time, which makes them more productive. Studies have found it's easier to focus without all the distractions that come with having a spouse and a family.
Yeah, Hooman.
Which makes advancing your career a lot easier.
Boy, no wonder Hooman's gotten so far in this world.
Thank you.
Top phone screener in the Bay Area.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Put your hand up.
What's happening?
Just
you all right?
Fun
singing.
Oh, all right.
It happens.
It's foreign to Vinny.
According to a new survey, only 1.5% of women say it's sexist or makes them feel uncomfortable if a guy pays on a date. 1%. Under 2% of women say it's sexist if the guy feels obligated to pay on the date.
What? I think it just comes down to who. If I asked you out, I would expect to pay.
Almost 60% of women say it scores the guy bonus points
sure.
if he pays.
Absolutely.
The guy's got to pay.
Thank you, Homer. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's sexist. What do I know, though? You know, I'm sure there's someone out there screaming at the radio right now.
All right.
The 1%.
Can't please anyone.
Well,
yeah, the 1%.
We're older dating types, too.
That's
so
true.
We've got a little bit of that old crust on us, you know.
Yep. Old, dusty, crusty, musty.
Things are going to change in the coming years, too, I think, where we'll see dating change a lot.
We won't see it. Then.
No, but you know what I mean. Well, you'll see your kids deal with it, and we're already seeing.
That's true.
You know, I read an article about Tinder mm-hmm. and how Tinder is tracking its usage in South Korea, and they're on fire right now.
Oh,
because all of the Olympians are boning
each
other.
Right. Apparently, that goes on.
All the travelers and all the Olympians are on Tinder and hooking up.
Good for them.
Gonna swipe the matchy direction? Well, I don't know which direction it is. Left. Is it swipe left?
I think right is when you want to.
Swipe right on me or what? Hot gymnast or... Yeah. Oh, they're not there. Hot ice skater or whatever.
go for the hockey players.
You like the women hockey players?
No, I like the male hockey
players.
Oh,
got it.
Hot.
Americans have 2 months of bad days every year.
2 whole months of bad days?
Yeah, not getting enough sleep, feeling sick, having money issues, stress at work, and having plans fall through. I love when plans fall
through.
I
actually love when plans fall through, too.
What? I don't have anything to do today? Yay!
I know. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I had dinner with these people or whatever, and then they call and they're like, we're so sorry, but our sitter had to cancel. We can't. I'm like, oh, well, we'll reschedule. It's fine. No
Bye,
problem.
Felicia.
Hang up. I'm starting like, hey, we don't have to do anything tonight.
Happy dance.
We can stay home. Oh, it's awesome. Never happens.
I just want to say I hate it when people cancel last minute. So
come on.
If you have plans with me, don't cancel last minute.
Have a heart. Let people off the hook once in a while.
I mean, if you make an appointment, you know, keep it.
Your standards
are
too high.
Be a person of your word.
Calm down. It's just food.
I'm not like these other two.
Go get a sandwich on your own for once.
I do.
He's sick of that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. I went through the same thing at 27. It was awful. I had a hysterectomy at that age. It's more common than you might think.
Nah, it's, you know, things are going wrong downstairs. That sucks. I feel bad for anybody who's gone through
that. Oh, you mean in your woman area. I thought you meant with the game moving into the building.
Oh, no, that's downstairs. Not going wrong. That's actually, it's fine.
That's going okay?
I don't think they move in for 2 more weeks. Or maybe next week.
Yeah, I think it was sort of put off. The engineers are working on the studios. Do you have that audio that I asked you to get? Do you know what I'm talking about right now?
I do. I'll have it ready by the next break.
What kind of audio?
So you'll hear.
I don't. The leg 510 says the leg crease is called the thigh brow. LMAO.
Oh,
thigh brow. I don't know where that term comes from, but that is.
That's been a thing the last few months on it's like I've seen it in a few social media things and articles about it. Like this is the new body part that everyone's into.
Well, it's like that. Before that was. The thigh gap?
Yeah, the thigh gap was one for a while, and now it's the thigh brow.
I don't know.
I don't know, or maybe I did hear thigh brow.
I've never heard anybody talk about it, but I'm strangely attracted to that.
Yeah, it's funny, because I heard that was a thing, so I looked at mine in the mirror and went, well, I'm never looking at that again.
Oh, get out of here!
Well, that flew the coop in my 20s.
You're so lame.
Mm-hmm. I'm a realist, Vinny.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Let's see here.
Yuh-huh.
You cannot even imagine how awful endometriosis is. We are in constant pain, fatigue, and usually have several surgeries throughout our lifetimes, eventually ending in hysterectomies, and all the scar tissue often leads to infertility. Frowny face. Sarah, there are charging stations in downtown San Jose if you need to charge your car.
I do need to charge it, and the Fairmont is setting me up.
Right. All right.
So, yeah, I'm excited. That'll be good, because I definitely have some range anxiety.
Rudy would make some cute babies. Hooman.
You can have cute babies with Rudy.
if
you can find
says,
a surrogate.
Hooman should not reproduce.
What?
Why?
I'm
That's
fine
ridiculous.
With that.
What a rude
I
thing
am
to say.
100% okay with that.
That's super rude.
Seems like a lot of work.
Hooman should reproduce.
It is a lot of work.
Love Hooman. One in a billion.
If I could reach my bell right now, there you go. You got that one right, buddy. It is a lot of work.
Well, you should know, Vin. You just had a baby, and I guess is next week in Hawaii your baby moon?
And there's nothing worse than when you do all that work, and then you have to tell that person, now tell me thank you. Jesus.
You ungrateful little.
This aunt.
And I have to tell you to thank me? God. This is probably totally out of the blue, but I listened to an old podcast and you guys were talking about TV shows. Oh my God, you need to watch Altered Carbon on Netflix. It's set in the East Bay, San Francisco, Oakland, futuristic style, right up Sarah's alley. Vin, the dude from The Killing is in it. So dope.
Yeah, I guess he's super buff in it too. My son is watching. He's like, you guys have to watch this. It's a Netflix thing,
the
right?
The guy from The Killing is super buff?
He's, yeah. Like, you know how he looks kind of like, you
he's
know.
He's a skinny.
Yeah, he's all super buff now.
What?
He's like the star of it, and he's, or so I hear. I haven't seen him yet.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, are you talking about the guy who looks like a shady, kind of underbelly type dude? Because he does.
In The Killing, he looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, he's not. He's
skinny,
like scruffy, and
pants falling off.
Yep.
650 says, Vinny, you're supposed to press the water drop before you get in the water, and then you spin the crown of your Apple Watch after. I didn't know that. That would make sense why my watch is not holding up well in time.
That's funny. It bled through.
That was very strange.
God, it was so loud in my ears.
What is it?
Bryn was talking. I was like,
Sorry about that.
They have a talk back so they can quietly talk back and forth to each other during the breaks, and it weirdly bled through in the air. I think you put your...
Okay, Bryn, just set this up. It's very quick. We have to go to break right now, but set it up.
Sure.
Does anyone hear me?
No, we can't hear you.
Basically, you guys are talking about the new station in the building.
Yeah,
and
the game.
You guys shot something yesterday to welcome them, so I grabbed
Why
a little bit of the
you
audio.
Grab...
You don't want to play
that. No, we don't want to play this.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
It's only 30 seconds.
We didn't need to.
Yeah, that didn't need to be.
I don't know why you needed to torture us.
That was funny.
That is
not funny.
Oh, my God.
They deserve it. Good job.
Us being dorks on camera. Like, it's so nerve-wracking being on a camera.
You guys did great. You looked really well, super friendly, all cute together.
I don't know about that.
And that's background footage. That's what it sounds like.
I actually think that was supposed to be a surprise for the game, too.
Yeah,
please, they're not listening to us. It was the game that filmed it.
Can you hear me, like, talking through the pain of my twisted arm as I was, you know, that twisting? Can you hear my arm breaking
from
the twisting?
Sure could it.
I'm like, ow!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.